Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. New York comes in with a record of 42-31. Miami is 39-34 on the year. Over their last 10, Knicks 6-4 lost their last game. Miami, over that same span, is 6-4 as well, but won their last contest. Here are the numbers. New York averages 115.4 per game and surrenders 112.6, while Miami scores 109 per night and surrenders 109.5. Turnovers, 12.9 per game for both teams. Miami is 45.5% on the year from the field, while the Knicks shoot slightly better at 46.4%. Three-point shooting, again, a slight edge to the Knicks, 34.8 versus 33.8 for the Heat. Miami, best in the league at free throw shooting, 83.1%, one of the best in the league anyway, along with Philadelphia and Boston. New York, solid but not spectacular, 76.7% from the stripe. Neither team scores a lot with their bench. Knicks, again, a slight edge, though. 29.8 points per game from their bench versus 28.1 from the second squad of the Heat. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Knicks won the first two games, and they are the road team in this one. While Miami will be without Cody Zeller at home, the Knicks are healthy on the road, and I expect the Knicks to win. I think they're a slightly better team. I think they're a little bit better offensively, and I think that makes all the difference in the world. I think their defense is up to the task. Not quite as good as Miami's, but good enough. Combined with their better offense, I think gives the Knicks the edge, and I think the Knicks win this game. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Knicks and Heat coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fern with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. The lines are currently open and it favors the Miami Heat at home, sitting at 1.5 in the spread with the over-under of 220. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Miami right now is dead last when it comes to points per game, averaging 109 points, while New York is right now in the middle of the pack right now, averaging 115.4. Now, on the defensive side, New York is just sitting outside the top 10, currently right now ranked number 11 overall, averaging and allowing 112.6 points, while Miami right now is a top two team when it comes to points per game, currently ranked number 2 overall, averaging and allowing 109.5 points. Now, you add this all up right now, you're looking at the over, especially when you go to points per game right now. And I would consider taking that. If you look at their last five meetings in Miami overall, the over's been favored 4-1. And if you just want to take the last five meetings, don't matter if they're playing against New York or Miami, but between these two teams, the over still has been 4-1. So you probably want to lean towards the over. One player I'm definitely going to take the over on right now is Julius Randle. I feel like he's just been getting in his bag lately. And when it comes right now on the point side, it's sitting at 26.5. Now, if you look at his last 10 games, he's been averaging 28.7 points, and he's just coming off of dropping 57 points against Minnesota. I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Julius Randle. Now, we look on the other side, I like Jimmy Butler right now. I know his season average against the Knicks right now is around 21.5, but if you look at his last 10 games right now, he's been averaging 27 points. I would definitely lean towards the over in the points for Jimmy Butler, where currently right now sits at 24.5, so I definitely lean take the over on that one. Another play I'm liking is Jalen Brunson right now. It's currently right now sitting at 23.4. His last five games since being back from injury, he's been averaging 26 points. I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Jalen Brunson. Now, when it comes to the spread right now, I do like the Knicks. I feel like they're rolling of late right now. And if you look at it right now, Miami has been 1-8 against the spread on 2 days rest, which they're coming off of right now against the Knicks. So I would definitely lean towards the Knicks and the spread in this one, and I would take the over in this game as well. That's our look at the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.